to understand, you know, how we got into the situation we're in, you got to go back to 1947, 1948. We had two floods, and that brought on South Florida Water Management. And our forefathers at that time drew a line, and they said, outside these levees, we're going to drain. That's where people live today, for safety and welfare to the general public, for agriculture, and inside these levees, we're going to protect forever. As that design took place, we're pumping the half we chose to drain on top of the half we chose to save. And we have this wonderful resource of water, the most important resource on our planet. So that's why all these reservoirs are being required to store the water that laid on the half of the Everglades we chose to save. And for the benefit of people and water supply, and to feed that volume of water that's compatible with the environment, the ecology, all our wildlife, all our endangered species, and all of our plant communities. So as Everglades restoration moves forward, one of the largest, if not the largest, restoration in the history of the world is to decompartmentalize this system and have that natural sheet flow. And the 1,500,000 acre feet in an average rain year that flowed from the northern Everglades through Lake Okeechobee, through the central, into the southern, and on to Florida Bay, has to be reestablished. You'll never store that water. You can't. That water is to benefit the environment. So as we move forward, we know that the Everglades is in the emergency room. You know, we want to be proactive, but we're kind of in a reactive situation. And to prioritize the projects that will stop the most irreversible damage first is what's important, to have that vision to target that. So then we get into the algae blooms. We've got to see where these nutrients and nitrates and all that's coming into state waters and how we regulate it and what is our plan to address it. Because unless you have a plan to address it, it's not going to change. So I encourage that we develop that plan. As we've heard from some of our stakeholders, the impacts in our rivers and to the economy and our quality of life is being impacted. So I think as we move forward, we've got to develop that plan. We've got to make sure that people are reasonably responsible on what's discharged into state waters and what projects do we need to plan to achieve the quality of water. Because if you don't lower the nutrients, don't expect to lower the algae blooms.